The musical Dreamgirls was inspired by the story of the Motown group, the Supremes. 10 of the Supremes' top 10 hits were written by the Motown songwriting team Holland, Dozier, and Holland. Those songs include Stop in the Name of Love, You Can't Hurry Love, Baby Love, and Where Did Our Love Go? I spoke with Lamont Dozier and brothers Brian and Eddie Holland in 2004 and asked them about writing for the Supremes. Of your hit songs have catchphrase titles like You Can't Hurry Love or Reach Out, I'll Be There, Sugar Pie Honey Bun, Nothing But Heartaches, You Keep Me Hanging On. Eddie, you wrote a lot of the lyrics, or all of the lyrics. Is there a reason why those phrases would come to you as song titles?
Well, no. That Sugar Pie Honey Bunch thing was Lamont.
Mm-hmm. I got it from my grandfather. he used to call
that. That's for sure.
He got that from, in the South. They had those catchphrases, being that my grandfather was from the South. He used to come, and my grandmother had a home shop, a beauty shop. And all the women used to come into the shop, and he'd be working in the front garden, and he sort of would be flirting with them. And he was like, "How you doing, Miss Carrie? Sugar Pie Honey Bunch?" You know, flirting with them. And my grandmother used to be watching from the door. Said, "Look at that old college out there." And the thing is, a lot of the things like that came back to when it came time for me to use some of those catchphrases. Mm-hmm. They came back just when we needed something to say and to fit a certain track or whatever. In this mm-hmm. case, that's what it was.
Yeah. But mostly I would use titles, this is Eddie speaking again, that, that had some meaning. You know, I would try to do something titled, use titles that I felt had appeal from an emotional point of view. And a lot of the titles were things that were said to me that I had direct personal experiences in dealing with, you know. I was a young man and a
little sweetheart or two.
You know, so a lot of the a lot of the titles would be actually titles that females, the ladies, you know, I would say nice ladies
would say
to me. Sometimes out of anger, sometimes out of whatever, you know. So a lot of that, but you could hear something that had feeling, you could hear something that had meaning, and I basically believed in using titles and ideas that had feeling or appealed to them.
Wait, so did you have a girlfriend who said, "You don't really love me, you just keep me hanging on"?
Well, I had a lot of them that said that, to say the least. But that was an argument that I had, you know, with someone that they said that to me, yes.
And you were taking notes.
Well, you know what? When you're a creative person, you don't necessarily, it just sticks to you. As soon as you hear it, it catches you right away. And for some reason, all your instincts, you know, you could be in the middle of an argument or, you know, I've been on telephones and talking to females in different conversations, you know. Sometimes they would say certain things. I'd say, "Well, hold on for a minute," and I would go get me a pencil, and I would write it down, you know, because it's just being a creative person, especially knowing that your responsibility is doing the lyric, and you doing the lyric with two very, very prolific, you know, meaning Brian Lamont, very, very prolific songwriters. You have to constantly you have to think it and feel it and live it all the time, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, it's a natural thing. I think all songwriters are like that, or yeah. poets are like that. You know, they hear something, they jot it down. Either if they don't jot it down, then they take mental notes. It just stick. You just stand out, you know.
The Motown songwriting and production team of Holland, Dozier & Holland recorded in 2004. Tomorrow we continue our holiday week series, Tower of Song. I'm Terry Gross, and all of us at Fresh Air wish you a very Merry Christmas.